Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show writer Josh Johnson. It's where we take our office banter into a weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we debate oatmeal versus grits. We go back and forth about which has the best nutritional value, which has the most variety, and which is more delicious. Tune in to find out which side of the debate we each land on. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The sweetest thing I've seen with grits is people who put a little bit of ketchup on their grits.
Wait, who the... Whoa. Flag on the motherfucking play.
You never seen that?
No.
There's people in the world that put a little bit of... I mean, I know ketchup and hot sauce aren't the same thing, but they might put a little bit of hot sauce on their grits. Might
hot
put a little
sauce
ketchup on their grits.
No ketchup.
Thank you for tuning in to Hold Up. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm from writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan!
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You could.
No. Tap dance with your tongue. I got it.
Oh, you don't know anything about the balls. Okay. Get out here. You don't get it. You never see that thing where it's like Katrina, and someone's like dancing?
No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's like Paris is Burning type stuff, right?
Yes, Paris is Burning.
Yes.
I want to go to one of those balls so bad.
I do too. I have a real appreciation for them, even though I don't fully understand everything that's going on. It's all amazing.
Well, it's like, you know, they call it a death drop, but it's actually called a dip is what it's actually called. Mm. But there was this guy that did this one. I have to find the video. This person did this move. Because I don't know how they identified. I don't want to be rude. But the move that they did, it was like almost like a soft backflip, but they were holding like the bottom of their foot and the leg was straight.
Yes. I've seen it. Wow.
And you see someone in the background just grab the other person and then get up. And then someone has to be like, no, come back. And it's like, anytime you see something that makes you run away, it's like when black people are laughing and they go to run away.
Yes. I would even go as far as to say that when I saw it, I was like, in order for me to do it, I would need to be shot. Like that whole movement that was done, I could only do it if I had been knocked backwards, but was also passing out, but was also fighting to stay awake. Like that, like that's what all that looked
and
like to me.
And also a trained cheerleader and gymnast.
Yes.
All of those things happening simultaneously. So for the listeners, we did try to educate you on certain things, just having a genuine moment.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ball culture,
which is so confusing when they're trying to outlaw all these drag shows and all this other
which is
stuff.
So smooth as well. Ball culture, it's smooth, it's elegant, you know?
Elegant.
You know what else is smooth? You know what else is elegant? You know what else is giving? Breakfast.
Oh, my God.
All right? And you know what in breakfast is smooth? You know what in breakfast is nutritious? It builds that body up to kick back, to kick out, to pop out, to duck walk. It's our topic today. All right? Our topic today is oatmeal versus grits.
I'll say this. I want the listeners to take a moment to decide what side they're on. Play the music! Okay, we're back. So, I know that some of you chose Grits, and then some of you are wrong. Josh, first of all, the fact that you think that oatmeal is smooth? Oatmeal is a cobblestone street in a bowl.
Okay.
Oatmeal ain't smooth.
If you want to bring up,
are you talking about cream of wheat?
Are you trying to bring up the bad oatmeals? Because I'm talking about the good oatmeals. Okay. Are you trying to bring up the bad water to oatmeal mix, water to oats mix, the non-steel cut mix, or are you talking about all oatmeal to begin with?
Listen, one, I don't understand why we need steel to cut these oats. How much are these oats pushing back?
Mm-hmm.
Where you have to tell me that these oats are steel cut. What else are we cutting oats with? What is the difference? What is the significance of a steel cut oat?
Okay.
You can't cut this. You can't cut this oatmeal with iron or aluminum.
Doesn't
it's got
seem so.
To be steel.
Mm-hmm. Should probably be steel. You know?
What's a whole, like, what's the plant look like? I know what grits come from corn.
Mm-hmm.
What do oats look like? Show
they
me
look
oats.
Like, they look like if you're in a cornfield and you're walking past the lower, like the plants that don't go as high, you know, like you're running your fingers through some wheat. It looks kind of like that.
Oh, I just learned something interesting.
Hmm.
So you know Aveeno has like oat milk in it?
Mm-hmm.
The reason that, like, so it looks like the name of oats is Aveeno sativa.
Yeah.
That must be why they call the lotion Aveeno.
I don't know. I never thought about it until just now.
See, how did we figure out we were supposed to eat this?
You give stuff a try, you know? You be a pioneer, okay? First of all, that's one of the reasons why we're not discovering new foods now is because, like I said before, like I've said in previous podcasts, all right? This is, I'm going to take a step back for a second. I need to take a quick break, okay? For the men,
uh-oh.
All right? For my men, you need to keep being pioneers. You need to keep eating stuff that you don't know if you should be eating it. You need to keep putting stuff in your mouth to see if it has nutritional value, all right?
Hey, hey.
We're counting on you. Because oats, different milks, where'd that come from? It came from pioneers. It came from bravery. Fortune favors the bold.
I'll tell you this.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You know, you said putting things in men's mouths, nutritional. You know what I'm going to say. Let's jump ahead. You know what I'm going to do.
Okay. I see. I see how you are. I see. Okay. Because I'm trying to give fellowship to employ leadership to these men out here.
To motivate.
You know, that have lost their way.
Oh, no. There's so many ways. Listen, I can tell you this. We're asking men to be vulnerable. Yes?
Sure. It's your face.
They have to adjust how they're going. They have to decide how they're going to do it.
To be vulnerable?
Yes, because sometimes they can be vulnerable. It's just humans in general. Because I know this is a new thing for men. Because, like, I was talking to this guy yesterday, and he was like, well, you know, the world is set up for women to be able to be vulnerable and cry. And I was like, but y'all did that. Women aren't telling men they can't cry. Men are telling men they can't cry. Men set all of this up. And if we would let men be vulnerable, maybe they will stop murdering us. So, shout out to...
I mean, are you ready for me to be vulnerable about oats?
Hold on. We need to say who recommended this, though, because this actually was from a listener.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It was a listener. Kaya Carter, I believe, sent me a very nice DM. I do need to respond to Kaya. Thank you, friend. Oatmeal versus grits is a great topic. Because it said oatmeal versus grit / cream of wheat, which makes me think that you think that if you do oatmeal versus grit / cream of wheat, it makes me think that, one, your choice is oatmeal. And you feel like cream of wheat are equivalent. Because what we could do is a three-man snack down. And I can tell you how oatmeal and cream of wheat are trash.
I'm not even going to make you take on cream of wheat right now because I'm passionate about oatmeal. I like grits,
because you too. Don't like cream of wheat either, because nobody wants to eat wet cardboard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I've had cream of wheat, to be honest with you.
Because you're not a Yankee.
I guess. I also just, I don't even know if I'd recognize it.
I know my mom.
I've never ordered it.
I mean, so. I don't know where you order. Like, I think my mother bought it one time. I did see in the store recently cream of rice.
Was it good? Or you just saw it? You just.
I'm not a baby.
I'm just throwing out questions, you know, just asking things.
I did think about it, but then I was like, what would I eat this with? Because cream of rice seems like something you give to a baby. Oh, first of all this feels like baby food.
Yeah.
Well, I think oatmeal would
most of it is, yeah, grits is probably the only one that's last the entire plate of life. Yes. You know what I mean? Like breakfast, grits, it, you know. But oatmeal seems like its own thing.
Yes, oatmeal seems like its own bowl. Oatmeal is breakfast or cookies.
You can't put grits on the side. I mean, you put grits on the side of the plate. You can't put oatmeal on the side of a plate. You know, with a little, because you've had your breakfast, eggs, bacon, a little bit of grits.
Yeah.
You can't put a little bit of oatmeal. People will be like, so did you throw up on my plate?
What happened?
Are we fighting?
What are we doing?
Is this an attack?
This is the oatmeal. Oatmeal is one of those things where it's like grits is, because this is why I fucks with grits heavy. One, grits can be breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch. Grits can be any meal.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your breakfast grits. You know, we've all had fish and grits.
You say fish and grits? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Did you say fish and grits?
Yeah.
I've never had fish and grits at the same time.
Have you had shrimp and grits?
Yeah.
Same concept.
I know it's the same concept. I just didn't know people were doing like whole, like blackened catfish or whatever with grits.
It's usually fried fish.
Oh, fried fish with grits. Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's a lot of corn.
But the shrimp and grits, hey. They don't do them anymore. This is like heartbreaking. I remember the first time I went there, they don't do them anymore. They had a shrimp and grits place in Brooklyn that was so good. It was so wild. And
was
then
it
they
seasoned?
Yeah, it was seasoned well. They had a little bit of a I don't even know what it was called, but there was a dash of a little type of oil in it. That also gave it a great flavor, gave the shrimp a great flavor, and then you mix it and it gets in the grits.
I think it was too much flavor for...
It was probably too much flavor for people. Because I remember I had it and I was like, oh, I'm home. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a moment where you're like, oh,
wow. It was
too
much flavor. It was too much flavor.
And to be fair, they did have other things at the restaurant, and those other things were just okay. This was the one thing that someone in the kitchen was doing, like, fire. And then...
Oh, so it's something with too much flavor and then everything else didn't have enough.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I guess this is my thing. I see all the points that you're making so far for grits with the timing. And I agree. And I'll raise you, though, that oatmeal comes through with more variety. Okay? There's cinnamon oatmeal. There's apple cinnamon oatmeal. There's, whatchamacallit?
Blueberry, raisin, strawberry.
Exactly. Yes. Fruit. Yes. Fruit. Oatmeal is coming in with all the fruits,
no, oatmeal,
like a pancake.
You can put fruit in oatmeal. Yes, fruit, a little cream, a little butter, maybe some cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Right now, because I'm a good Christian woman, I don't eat grits sweet.
Do people do that?
A lot of people do that.
I did not know that at all. Really?
Oh my God! Have you not been on the internet? There was a big debate. Like, during, like not, like, lockdown, but, like, right after lockdown. Like, you know when we were just in purgatory?
Yeah.
So, it was, like, the fall of 2020 where it was just, like...
Yeah.
Technically, we can be outside.
Yeah, but do you want to be?
But you can't be outside. Everything was
also
closed.
Only your sickest friends are calling you.
Right.
Like, only your friends with a constant cough are the ones, like, hey, y'all want to hang out on Tuesday.
No, go home. Stay home.
Yeah.
So there was a thing online where people were just like talking about like doing grits with sugar or grits with salt, savory grits or sweet grits, savory grits or sweet grits. I don't believe in sweet grits because I wasn't raised that way. My mama wasn't raised that way. You see what I'm saying? Maybe my grandma would do it. I don't know, but I've never seen Beulah put sugar in grits. Grits was always a savory situation. It was always something because it could be had with, you know, your sausage, egg, and cheese, right? My brother never liked eggs. When he was a little kid, he didn't like, when he was a baby, he didn't like them. And my mother would try to sneak eggs in his grits, and he would just, you won't get me, lady. She just tried to sneak in a couple, you know, some more protein for the young man. But yeah, sweet grits, it's a debate in our community. I don't know how you haven't heard about it. It's like one of those, it was in the lines of like the washing your legs conversation we were having with the, with the
white. And now the only thing, the sweetest thing I've seen with grits is people who put a little bit of ketchup on their grits.
Whoa. Flag on the motherfucking play.
You never seen that?
No.
There's people in the world that put a little bit of, I mean, I know ketchup and hot sauce aren't the same thing, but they might put a little bit of hot sauce on their grits. Might
hot
put a little
sauce
ketchup
makes
on
sense.
Their grits.
No ketchup. When it comes to grits, I have had good grits. I have had terrible grits. And I've also had polenta that someone tried to sell me as grits.
Yes, that
and
does
that,
happen.
Mm-hmm. And that.
Yeah.
Tell your chef to come outside.
Yeah, it's fraud.
Outside.
Food fraud.
Outside.
Ponzi scheme.
Fraudulent.
Scheme.
Fugazi. Unnecessary. You understand? I'm a good person. Okay? I try to do right by people. And you put on your menu. It's my fault I am in Cleveland. Okay?
It's also another W for oatmeal.
No, it's not. Because
It is. Yeah.
It's not.
It's not. Trust me.
Because I have seen restaurant oatmeal. The thing about oatmeal is that the texture is never good. Never. Now, if you're not, if you're somebody who don't know that when you cook your grits, that you're supposed to put butter and milk in it, and you out here with these water-only grits, I can't do nothing for you. You got to save yourself.
Yeah. A lot of grits out there looking like a membrane.
Listen, not a membrane.
Yeah. Like a loose,
cook,
like, wow.
Grits with just water. Like loose water-only grits.
Yeah.
Because if your grits don't solidify when they get cold. So even cold, your grits are moving? No.
Even cold, your grits are moving, and you're learning so much about biology. You know, the whole biology lesson's in the pot.
Listen, I did have somebody ask me because, one, I found out that technically grits, oatmeal, cream of wheat are porridge.
Okay.
And technically, when they would talk about that, please, sir, can I have some more? He was talking about oatmeal.
Yeah, see, he want more oatmeal. He needed that sustenance.
Because he was poor, Josh.
Yes,
because
and he needed to get it
home.
In. He needed to have a
he
future.
He needed anything.
And oatmeal
he needed anything.
Was going to get him there.
He
all right?
needed something to
grits,
help him pick them pockets.
A single grit wouldn't have fed the poor boy. He needed some more oatmeal.
A single oat?
A single oat is bigger than a grit.
An oat
is bigger than one grit, one oat. I'll take oat all day.
Just because of the size?
The size, the fiber.
But you're acting like, so you're saying that grits, like we say oatmeal are versatile because you could put fruit in it. This is the thing. You can't do savory oatmeal. Who is doing savory oatmeal? I feel like someone in England is doing.
Probably,
like
yeah.
Is doing.
Probably, and I'm not even going to vouch for it. I don't know it. I don't know what's out there, but I'm not going to say that is great. I haven't had it. So I won't
can say when you, when haggis is made, oatmeal is the binder. I found that out when I went to Scotland. I just realized I went on a date when I went to Scotland. The first time.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I found out he wanted to talk to me. I keep getting I've been tricked by more than one white boy who is acting like they want to go on a date, but then when you get on the date, they just want to ask me about comedy. I'm like,
oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You bitch.
That definitely, I could see.
So it's a lot of flirting.
I could see you, like, your eyes squaring up where you're like, oh, oh. Okay.
How'd I get
all right.
Because you've always wow. thought, you've always
well played.
Be,
well played.
Well played. You've always wanted
to be just in the middle of a restaurant. You did it. You did. You son of a bitch. You tricked me. You really tricked me.
I'm getting two desserts. Honestly, I might get two entrees.
Okay. And I might slide one off the table. Okay. As soon as they bring it, I'm going to look at the server. I'll be like, thank you. Slide. And then like look at you and be like, clean it up.
Listen, like a cat knocking something off a mantle. Just.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? So you always want to learn about. You're always been curious about comedy?
Sometimes they mention something about comedy. You slid it, but not all the way. It's a quarter off the table. You're mm-hmm. like, and what about a career? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, a career in finance. You slide the plate back.
But my friends say I'm the funniest and I should go to an open mic. But I don't think I'm really going to do it. There you go.
Wow.
But it is signed up for a comedy class.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know, oatmeal, I have all these add-ins. You're just talking about fruit, okay?
Mm.
If, hold on,
mm-hmm.
grits can be, there's people that put sugar in grits. I've tried it. I didn't like it because that's not how my mouth is set up, right?
Okay.
But there are a lot of people that do put sugar in grits.
Mm-hmm.
I've had jelly get close to some grits and tried it reluctantly. Didn't mm-hmm. hate it. Never do it a fucking again. But grits can be sweet and savory.
Okay.
Oatmeal. It's really only sweet.
But you see, you say sweet and savory for grits. But you also, outside of putting a little cinnamon in it, what are people doing it to make it sweet?
Sugar. Legitimately sugar.
Just putting straight sugar?
Yes.
But by that logic, anything can be sweet.
Just telling you. How do you make something sweet? Because it's like if you don't put, like oatmeal, if you don't put sugar in oatmeal.
No, I know. I'm saying that oatmeal goes well with these fruits that are added on. Like that's a nice pairing. Whereas with grits, if it doesn't go well with anything sweet and you just got to put sugar in it, now
I've never heard of anybody putting fruit in grits.
Which they shouldn't. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making suggestions. I'm just saying it's the distinct difference between the two. You know, grits have an overall advantage when it comes to time. Mm. Like I said earlier, breakfast, lunch, dinner. I think oatmeal swings it with pairing, with the pairability of other things that only enhances the experience of the oatmeal.
Only a breakfast food.
No, I know, but within breakfast, I'm saying it has more.
With fruit.
Yeah, but there are so many fruits.
Right, but if you're not putting watermelon in oatmeal.
not putting watermelon, but there's so many fruits that it goes well with.
It goes well with berries?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the fuck apples are.
You were sounding so right until you said that last thing. That, wow. I wish we had points so I could get one deducted. that's but, wild.
But apples and pears, because they're not a stone fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm but with
like,
you.
So peaches, like nectarines, plums, but like a peach, I've had like peach flavored oatmeal and berry flavors. And
yeah.
What kind of fruit is an apple? Like, what's the classification of an apple and a pear? Is it a tree fruit?
Tree fruit?
Well, we both said that. So that's what makes it okay. It's called a palm fruit.
Oh, okay.
P-O-M-E. Now listen, you can't make fun of me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it says palm fruits are members of the plant family and it's spelled R-O-S-A-C-E-A-E. I know it's not rosacea. I'm fully aware of that.
That's that is funny, though. That's very funny. Because when you spell something, when sometimes someone spells something for you, if you don't already know the word they're spelling, you have to put it together in real time. So I was also like, there's no way that's rosacea. any fruit that can be dehydrated is normally dehydrated and then can be thrown in with a dry mix of a oatmeal will go well with the oatmeal. And I think that's a lot more fruits than...
Well, when they dehydrate things and put them in grits, it's just different types of cheeses and butter.
Yeah, yeah. And there are a lot of cheeses that go well with grits that people don't even try,
but
you know?
But can you put cheese in oatmeal? I'm just asking.
Okay, I'm just asking
questions. You said ketchup on grits.
Yeah.
But that's that one maniac.
Yeah,
I'm
clearly
saying.
Anybody can do whatever they want in life. Can you put cheese on oatmeal? It's like, not if you're sane, but who knows?
But why not? I mean, they use it to make haggis. And this guy has his haggis sandwich.
I'm sure there's someone in the UK that's putting cheese on their oats.
I mean, we're putting cheese on ramen now, so I don't know.
Is that real?
Yes. Cheesy, savory oatmeal.
If you saw a recipe, I guess people are doing it.
Some fucker named
question answered. Ha!
Ham, egg, and cheese oatmeal. I'm not here for it.
So help me out. Besides fish, what other food pairings would you say that grits go with?
You can do fish. You can do shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it with like a savory crab, creamy...
So mostly seafood, right?
Well, you can do, no, because for breakfast, you're doing all your breakfast meats, your bacons, your hams, your sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you could do country fried steak and grits. I bet that'd be good. Country fried steak and grits?
Yeah, I've never had that.
Ooh, we might have to have that.
Together, that does sound like a good pairing.
To go back, grits are inherently poor people food.
Okay.
And very much originally, you know, from, you know, I guess the real food history of it, I think it might have been a food that was like enslaved people. So when you make cornmeal,
mm-hmm.
grits is what they would throw away when they make cornmeal. It's the part that didn't grind all the way down. And so you take that and that's why you have to boil it to make it edible. Because it's literally it's like almost like a tiny... What's the best way? I guess like a little, like a, because you see when you cook corn, that little pebbly kind of thing
mm-hmm.
that's inside a piece of corn when you cook corn, that's grits. Yeah. And you just get a bunch of those together and then your belly is full. But I can say that I realize that for me, I am not a wheat person.
Okay.
I'm a rice and a corn. And I think you have to know that about yourself. I think you have to know.
Jesus.
what carbs you like. And what carbs, because like so many people have this, I know it's called celiacs, but one of my, I know people that have
celiac disease.
A girl, an acquaintance of mine, she has it, and I call
Can you not have grits if you have celiacs?
You can, because it's
Okay. Gotcha.
But I was,
for a second, I was confused.
No, I'd be like, oh, you got the Similac disease. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what? You didn't hear what I just said. But
also, look, you know, the grits nutrition facts. I think when I looked them up, I was a little unimpressed. You know, oatmeal's bringing you iron.
No iron in corn?
There's very little iron in grits, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What does
oatmeal? You know, sometimes, and I love that we do this because it lets you know when something is a bit inferior to something else.
Whoa.
Grits, not coming through with any vitamin C, any calcium, any vitamin D, very little B6, very little magnesium. You know, it really is just there to, like you said, sort of keep the belly full and move on. You really need to pair something else, grits, you know, so that you get some nutrients in, because I think I've given credit to grits for its versatility in meals, and now I'm realizing it's a hanger-on, okay? It's a leech, okay? It's a social climber, is what it is.
Whoa!
Oatmeal is out here being in its own bowl, standing on its own two oats.
Okay, now let me see something. Let's say, okay. Why do Southerners eat grits? Grits are an iconic Southern dish that dates back as far as the 16th century. They were originally made by drying corn kernels and boiling them to create a mush. That's still how grits are made. Grits were introduced into Southern cooking when the there's a way that we talk about Native Americans that I always think is weird.
Yeah.
We always put an identifier in front of it. When the Native Americans, I've always thought it was... Is that saying when Native Americans, it's when the Native Americans, you see what I'm saying?
I think that's because if you say Native Americans, this is think a semantics thing. But once people from England started being born here, they were also native to America. That's why when you're distinguishing, you need to say the Native Americans so that we can distinguish people, because we're natives, like we were born here. You know, as African Americans.
Is that why people started using the term indigenous?
I think so, yeah. Because... I think so, because technically anybody born somewhere is native to that place. So just so there was no confusion, we weren't like, you know, the Native Americans as in anyone who was born here. It's like, no, the natives.
Right, the original people of this land. Got it. Just wondering. Just trying to learn. Anywho, the Native Americans served grits to Sir Walter Raleigh's men and the subsequent Jamestown colonists. So grits came from the Native Americans, and then I guess white people started eating them, and then black people went, hey, we got it.
I think in slavery, that was exactly the way you described it, is what happened past the initial Native Americans making a version of it. And then we made a version of it.
Because corn was indigenous to the New World. So we didn't know about corn.
Yeah.
It was a new plant they was munching on. It's like, hey, what y'all munching on? What's this? We got wheats and oats and some shit called amaranth. Spelt. What y'all crunching on?
What y'all crunching on? you know, I think I'm confident.
But you can't
when I
be.
Say,
because.
What?
Oatmeal,
I can't be.
No.
I can't be.
Not
what
oatmeal.
Are you talking about? No. About oatmeal? Yes. About oatmeal. I'm very confident about oatmeal.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
For what?
Because.
Because
it pairs well with other things. It's more nutritious. It's coming through with B6. It's coming through with iron, fiber, things you need in your diet.
I can eat grits and eat a vitamin. It'd be fucking fine. What I'm saying is.
You'd have to put a vitamin in your grits to have a vitamin. Just remember that. Don't be like, ooh, I'm going to have my grits. You have your oatmeal. Make sure you drop a couple B6 vitamins in there while you're at it.
Get a multivitamin. You're really trying to get your life together. Yeah. What I'm saying is grits are more versatile. You can pair them with meats. You can pair them with veggies, you know? Mm-hmm. You ever had, like, because my homeboy was making breakfast. You know Papa. He was making breakfast one day because Papa always makes breakfast. It's great. We love Papa. And he made grits, and he'll make, like, white gravy from scratch, which I'd never seen. Like, even my mom ain't never make white gravy from scratch. Never seen that in my life.
Yeah.
And so he made up some, like, Brussels sprouts or whatever because he's like, well, we got to have a little veggie with breakfast. I'm like, I think we're eating brunch now. But grits with a little, like, grits with eggs and some sausage with some, like, Brussels sprouts. That's a good brunchy meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got my vitamins, okay? Got my minerales. But I think that you could have, or you could take that same meal, you could take off the bacon and the eggs, and you could put down some shrimpies. Or you could put down, you know, mackerel fritters or salmon or anything, you know, grits you can flip in. Like you said, oatmeal don't get served on the side.
Yeah.
Oatmeal ain't getting added to nothing. I'm not out here trying to try save your oatmeal if you really want to know what's happening. Do you want to try savory oatmeal? Do you want to see if you could put cheese and bacon and eggs
look,
in oatmeal? You think your ancestors would continue to bless you and smile they down on their faces?
How about this? I will try savory oatmeal before I would try sweet grits.
That's legitimate. You're a good man. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think that,
you know, you talk about versatility, and I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it.
I'm saying, so you don't want to put, because to make oatmeal sweet, you have to put sugar in it.
No, I know, but I'm saying when we talk about nutrition alone.
Okay, nutrition, fine.
Mm-hmm.
There might not be as much of the
things. Of anything. Yeah, of the things.
There are some stuffs and grits.
There's some stuff. Yeah, you're right. That's the right word to use for it. There's some stuff. There's some general junk you can digest eventually.
What in the hell?
Yeah, yeah. And once you've added butter and you've boiled some milk, I'm with you. Yeah.
Hey, you have to add butter to fucking oatmeal too.
No, not really. Butter?
Yes.
No. Good.
Okay, so grits. It's got protein. It's got carbohydrates, fiber. There's no sugar in grits.
I'm with you, but I'm saying, how much of those things does it have?
There is iron in grits, you jerk. There's iron.
Yeah, 2% of the iron you need a day.
Magnesium.
Yeah, you might as well bite a piece of metal to get more B6. Than you're getting from grits. Mm-hmm. You're just saying things that have trace amounts in there.
Who's trace?
Tracy amounts in there.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I said it in the beginning of the episode. I'll say it again. Brothers out there. Men. My men. Okay?
I love how you're always talking to the men.
You want strong bones? No, I'll talk to the women too. I'm just saying, you know, it's these men out here that need guidance.
That's true.
Okay? Proceed. So I'm saying, my man, listen. Open your ears harder. I know you think you're listening. open them wide, okay? Get them so open the AirPods slip out a little bit, okay? Open your ears and listen to me. Get that oatmeal in, okay? Get your calcium, okay? Get your iron in. You want to be iron? You want to be a hard body? You want to be an iron man?
Yeah!
You need to get your iron in. Use
and then send me a
fiber.
Picture of your body. What?
That fiber. Be honest, man. How often are you going to the bathroom? You going?
They need to drink more
you
water,
going?
Too.
Yeah, drink your water, all right? That's why we dying out here. No fiber, okay? Stay fibrous. Stay healthy.
Not fibrous.
Stay manly.
Wow.
Okay? And, wow. You know, my thoughts are with you.
What?
Yeah, you know, be thinking about you, all right?
One.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us aren't eating breakfast.
Yeah, a lot of us are skipping breakfast. That's fair.
And we need to be eating breakfast. There's one thing my nutritionist said to me. Is like, you have to, if you want to do anything, if your body wants to be right, if you want, you know, if you're trying to just improve your health overall,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, say you get very tired during the day. Like, I would be waking up at 9. I wouldn't eat till 1 p.m. My nutritionist's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Your body's in starvation mode all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to start eating breakfast more. We got to start drinking more water. I'm sorry, but we do. We do. I had a doctor tell me, it's like, a lot of the stuff that people have issues with, if they would just drink more water, they could just flush stuff out of their body. Because you can just sit in your liver, or just sit in your kidneys, or just sit in your colon. Water. So we got to start eating breakfast. We got to start...
Remember to flush, yes.
Remember to flush. You know, be your own handle to your own plumbing. Also, we have to remember that grits came from an oppressed people.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Grits came for people minding their own business. And then the white man showed up. And what did he bring with him? What did he bring, Josh?
I don't think these are facts. No, don't put that on me. There's no way.
Man brought oatmeal. That's what happened. The white man.
I think oats grew here. Don't do that. They were here.
Corn wasn't over there. How was oats over here?
Because a place can have its own things. A place can have its own foods.
Is oatmeal indigenous to North America?
How is oatmeal going to be it's just oats. It's just, did oats grow here already?
Corn didn't grow in, tomatoes didn't grow in Europe. Pumpkin didn't grow in Europe. Listen, if it wasn't for Marco Polo and...
Yeah, but wheat isn't corn.
That's what I'm saying. Think about it. If it wasn't for Marco Polo and Columbus, there would be no pasta. You see what I'm saying? There would be no tomato sauce. There'd be no pasta. So, the whole rest of the world didn't have corn. And then some white folks hopped on a boat and came over and brought their happy asses over here. So some plants don't grow everywhere. I don't even think eggplant grew in Europe. So I don't know what they was eating before fucking somebody stole the ocean blue. All I'm saying is that the white man brought oatmeal. And what I'm not going to do is promote the white man's grains. I'm not doing it. Okay? We've been through too much, Joshua.
I think you're taking some real liberties here.
And justice for all, okay?
Thank y'all so much for listening.
Don't do that.
Because we also have to do a shout out, another quick shout out to our friend who wrote in and gave us this suggestion. Dulce, what was the handle on that one?
This is Key_Carter. Listen, I'm just here to help, Josh. I'm here to help.
Yeah, I'm very helpful. We're going to kick it to you, the listener. All right?
Kick it to the listener.
We want to hear from you. Do you like oatmeal? Do you put up with grits? Do you enjoy having grains at all?
And I will ask you, do you, as a listener, eat the white man's porridge? Or do you enjoy the versatility that is the grit? I'm just trying to help people be blessed. You know what I mean? I just want folks to know all of the facts, information, okay?
If you're looking to catch up with us in any other form, you can find us on social. You know, I'm at Josh Hodson Comedy on TikTok and Instagram. Also on YouTube, and then you can also check out my other podcast, The Josh Johnson Show. We also record and post every Thursday wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are looking for Dulce Sloan,
you can catch me in the mall with your daddy, or it's so fun to say. What did Megan Thee Stallion say? Somebody call Rihanna. I'm going to buy some drawers with them. Yes. I'm in here. I'm out here in the mall with your motherfucking daddy. Or you can catch me on the interwebs. You can catch me on Al Gore's internet. Dick Cheney's arch nemesis. I got shows coming up. We on the road. Josh on the road. We're not on the road together. Listen, if y'all want us to do this goofy shit live, tell us, and we would love to come to your city, hang out with your pawpaw, and just see if you can take me to a rainbow in your local. I didn't say tour. Your dad can take me to a rainbow. I'm really okay with it. Don't tell your mom. Be cool. But yeah, so if you want us to do this shit live, you know, and you maybe can submit a topic, tell us. Tell us for real. Go in the comments on any of the socials and be like, hey, Joshua, Dulce Sloan, come to my city with this nonsense. And maybe we should start. Should we start having guests?
You know, we might be able to bring somebody in. Season 2, we can probably bring someone in the last like 5 to 10 minutes to really digest what's been done. That's the only way I can put it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I digest everything just fine.
All right. Well, fine. It's fine.
Just braiding your face?
It's fine.
There's a braid in your face? Listen, if you want to catch us, look up for me and Josh and my shows. And look up Josh's shows and look for my shows. And just really, well, thank you so much for all of the love and support that y'all have shown us. Because, listen, I didn't think anybody was going to listen to me and Josh just have silly-ass conversations about, you know, big topic, big opinions about small things. But apparently y'all like it. So if you want us to have a second season, we would love to have a second season. Message somebody.
Yeah.
Comments, yeah.
Also, let us know. Let us know if you're going to be coming to a show, if you want to get tickets or anything like that at thedailyshow.com/Josh Johnson, thedailyshow.com/Dulce Sloan. That's one of the best ways to get a hold of everything that is us, and those links will be in the episode. Thank you all so much, for real. We love you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.